Buying your first home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, and right now, the landscape is shifting. The federal budget has just delivered some of the most significant proposed changes to property tax in years, including reforms on negative gearing, capital gains tax, and that could affect both investors and first home buyers alike. What do Queensland first home buyers need to know right now? From grants and deposit schemes to the federal budget changes that may just tip the scales in your favor. There's never been a more important time to understand your options as a home buyer. Talia Bauer, I'm pleased to say, from Craig Bauer Solicitors is here to help us make sense of it all. And Talia, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Shane, and good morning to our listeners. This segment comes a mere few weeks after the handing down of the federal budget, which I know has rocked many. The government is proposing, among other things, a fairer tax system for first home buyers and future generations. Details of the highly anticipated initiatives to improve housing affordability have emerged. We have negative gearing, whereby rental shortfall offsets your salary or wage income, lowering your overall tax bill. This will be limited to new builds from the 1st of July 2027. As for capital gains tax, or CGT, as those might have heard, the 50% discount will be replaced come the 1st of July 2027 with a minimum 30% tax rate on realised gains. This will apply to all CGT assets except new builds. Neither of those, however, will affect homeowners, but rather target property investors. Your family home, you'll be pleased to note, remains CGT exempt, and there are no new taxes on owner-occupied property.
Well, while the impact of those proposed changes have not yet been legislated, or yet to even be seen, it is anticipated that this will free up property on those looking to get into the ladder.
That's right. And personally, I see that we have now made new builds as desirable for property investors as we have for first home buyers, as both categories of buyers have the biggest incentive to buy. Investors get tax breaks, and first home buyers have grants and nil transfer duty concessions available to them. So I guess for listeners out there, new builds includes dwellings constructed on vacant land or where existing properties are demolished and replaced with a greater number of dwellings, more dwellings on the property. Knockdown rebuilds or substantial renovations are not considered to be new builds, and a new build cannot have been previously sold unless by the builder.
All right. Well, while there have been eventually more available on the market, buying a property for the first time can be extremely daunting. It is usually with the most significant purchase or financial decision you'll ever make. It usually involves more than other everyday transactions and therefore can be incredibly stressful.
That's right. Our data shows that it's now harder to get into the market. Fewer people are buying, and those who are doing so much later in life. Across Australia, the home ownership rate, you'll note, now sits at around two-thirds, down from 75% in 1981. Interestingly, unfortunately, Queensland has the lowest home ownership rate across all Australian states and territories.
All right. Well, we know the largest hurdle in saving is for the deposit. Second is in finding the right people. The best thing home buyers can do is equip themselves with the knowledge that they will need to make well-informed decisions.
That's right, Shane. I recommend, first of all, of course, talking to a mortgage broker. They're usually free of charge and have a wealth of information and financial tools at their disposal. Next, buyers would be looking at perhaps engaging a solicitor or conveyancer, as they know the legals and logistics of property buying and can make vital recommendations pre and post contract signing. Buyer's agents, we talked about those a couple of segments back, provide better access to the market, better access to properties for those looking to purchase on or off market. I also recommend talking to local sales agents and even residents for some key and crucial area insights.
All right. As an inner city suburb stretch affordability for most home buyers, the popularity to outer ring suburbs and neighbouring towns is surging. Lodging. Great place to start your home ownership journey can be in regional areas. Where does your dollar, where your dollar goes that much further?
Yes, I recommend looking to tick for boxes that you want to tick, such as land size, local amenities and infrastructure, and number of bedrooms, for instance. But also opportunities. Some people want newly renovated, where others might not consider someone else's taste in renovation to be their priority. The best advice I've heard, Shane, is start your search from the ground up. Do your research on what you can afford and what financial assistance is available by way of government grants, discount schemes, before you find the property, only to be let down if you find it's financially out of reach. Spend time with a mortgage broker, as I was saying. We'll talk more on this next segment as to what grants and discounts might be available, loan structures and that sort of thing. So that'll be a good one to tune into. But there is good news, particularly for first home buyers, with a new government scheme to allow a 5% deposit, which means no lender's mortgage insurance. Happy days. Transfer duty has been abolished on new builds for first home buyers in Queensland with no price cap. So whether you're paying $700,000, $1 million, there is no cap, which is fantastic. There is also a $30,000 first homeowner grant, and that has been extended. And we've also got a new help to buy shared equity scheme available to help close the deposit gap. With the tax reforms we've discussed, which have been designed to reduce investor competition on established homes, buyers might find themselves with more choice than they ever have in years.
Well, that sounds like it's really helpful advice, Talia. Reminding us that the home ownership is still within reach. It just takes the right knowledge and the right team, whether it's an understanding of federal budget's proposed tax reforms, making the most of Queensland's grants and duty exemptions, or simply knowing where to start. Equipping yourself with the great advice is the first and the most important step. Huge thank you, Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitors, for today's chat. Appreciate it very much. You can hear more from Talia on property issues, contracts, conveyancing, right here at podcasts, 1015fm.com.au.